From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Pro-government forces in Syria, backed by Russian air power, continue a slow advance on the rebel-held sector of Aleppo. Intense street battles were reported Tuesday. On Monday, the U.S. announced it was abandoning talks with Moscow over efforts to salvage a ceasefire. Speaking in Brussels Tuesday, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said he regretted the decision by both Syria and Russia to pursue a military path.
We acknowledge in sorrow, and I have to tell you with a great sense of outrage, that Russia has turned a blind eye to Assad's deplorable use of these weapons of war that he has chosen, chlorine gas, barrel bombs against his people. And together, the Syrian regime and Russia seem to have rejected diplomacy in furtherance of trying to pursue a military victory.
Meanwhile, the Russian military said it deployed air defense missiles to protect Russian forces in the Syrian port of Tartus and Russian vessels offshore. It brought this response from Pentagon spokesman Peter Cook.
Last I checked, the Russians said that their primary goal was to fight extremism, ISIL and Nusra in Syria, and neither one has an air force. So I would question just what the purpose of the system is.
Russia has deployed similar systems around an air base in the coastal province of Latakia. The president of Democratic Republic of Congo, Joseph Kabila, said his government has delayed elections to make sure the country is better prepared for them. Speaking Tuesday, Mr. Kabila said we want to be prepared when we hold the election. The DRC's Election Commission said Saturday it expected the ballot supposed to take place in November will be put off to December 2018. Mr. Kabila's supporters insist logistical and budgetary constraints are the reason. Critics say the DRC leader wants to extend his rule. This is VOA News.